Moncrief on News Talk.
So I was reading this new study that was from the German data company Statista that said that nearly half of all family households in the EU now consist of a one-child family. So that's a lot of only children. And the trend's probably likely to increase as the birth rate falls. But the only child used to be an exception, I know, because I am one, and it's now becoming the norm. So we're asking, are there characteristics associated with being an only child? Or does it just depend on how you're raised? Mary McVoy is also an only child and she's going to talk to me about her experience. Welcome to the show, Mary.
Thank you, Stephanie.
How are you getting on?
Not too bad at all. Yeah.
So
yeah, nice to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. What's your experience of being an only child? Do you enjoy it?
I suppose, maybe like yourself, I never really thought about it very much because there weren't very many other options. But, you know, I think it's very generational. As to how an only child will turn out. Certainly for my generation, like my parents, instead of spoiling me, went the other way to make sure that I wasn't spoiled.
Right.
And I mean, that's fine. There was no problem with that. But I find, you know, in fact, actually on Moncrief a couple of weeks ago, there was a letter into So You Think You're an Adult about these people who went away with an only child, and they said she suffered from only child syndrome, which I, and that being they were self-centered, they wanted their own way.
Is that not just being a child?
This was an adult, but she
was an only child.
Do you know, she should
be brought. Yeah.
And that she was self-centered, she wanted her own way. She didn't want to go do what anybody else did. And that was considered only child syndrome. Well, I don't know any only child that's like that. You know, in fact, mm-hmm. I was talking to another only child only 2 days ago, and we were discussing the kind of misconceptions there are about us, you know.
And there are loads. Like in this study, it says that the traditional reputation, right, of an only child was that they were antisocial, neurotic and narcissistic. But new studies are kind of showing that they're maybe a little bit peculiar, but exceptional. They have lower rates of cancer. And
wow.
They tend to be higher achievers and more successful in life, and they tend to become richer. But that might just be because they're inheriting all of everything. They don't have to share it among siblings.
That's it. And actually, you bring me to one of the great pluses of being an only child. You know that saying, where there's a will, there's relatives.
Yeah.
And as I have seen over the years, when people pass away, the people that you know, siblings that you would never, ever think, just turn on one another and just civil war erupts. And that is one thing I have always said when I see this happening. I'm so pleased I'm an only child. You know, there wasn't any of that when my parents passed, you know.
And was there any stigma? Like, when I was growing up, so I grew up in the 90s, and there wasn't really any stigma about not having siblings. It was just like some people have brothers and sisters and some don't, but it was like not as uncommon. But I think like in my mother's generation, or
yes,
when only children seemed like they indicated some kind of a health problem with the parents or something.
I agree with that. I didn't myself feel anything, you know, any sort of strange thing about being an only child. But I have a feeling that my mother did, because, you know, at that time, like four was kind of the family, and, you know, and five and six and seven and eight were not uncommon.
Yeah.
And my mother married late. So, you know, I definitely think, now, mind you, if I had been a boy, I think that might have been slightly different. There might have been a little bit more of a celebratory thing about it. But
right.
Not that I was ever resented, but I definitely think there was a thing, you know, about fertility, be it man or woman, from the one or the other, all of that in those days. But now that has changed, and thankfully so, because I don't think anyone should carry any guilt about whatever life has dealt them that's out of their control. You
and
know?
That is like when I have two children now, but when I had one, like she wasn't even 1 year old before people were like, oh, when are you going to go again? You know, you need to give her a sibling. We have texts coming in here saying, I'm an only child and I always wish that I had a sibling. Another one saying, when I was a child, I thought only children were called lonely children. which is funny. And another one here, which I disagree with. I could pick an only child out of a lineup, generally self-centered and talk about their lives, but no one else's. I don't think all only children do that. True. And I also think that people who are not only children do that.
Do that. Absolutely.
That's just a personality type.
I quite agree with you. And, you know, as for getting your own way, I went on holidays to talk about me for a minute.
That is why we have you on, Mary.
Yes, I know, of course. Neurotic only child. I went to Venice 2 years ago. I took myself to Venice just as a treat, because, and I had a freaking ball. I was my own master. I stopped and had a drink at lunchtime if I wanted. I ate pasta for breakfast if I wanted, all of that. And the next two times I went with very dear friends, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it as much. Not because I wasn't getting my own way, but because I was worrying, were they enjoying themselves in my company?
Yes.
And I wonder, yeah, if we go there, will they like it? Or if I suggest this, they might be bored. And all of that, it was nothing to do with me. It was to do with the other person. And I think that's a thing. I don't know about you, Stephanie, but I think that's, for me, if you had brothers and sisters, you kind of get used to people either liking or disliking or having a hissy fit about something, and then it's all done with the next day.
Yeah.
But you don't have that, you don't develop that muscle of dealing with that when you're an only child. And I think for me anyway, life has been a sort of a constant attempt to avoid any kind of discord vis-a-vis whatever choice I made.
Yeah, mine has kind of been similar but different, where I think when you're an only child, you have to be a very good friend. And in order not to be lonely, you have to have people want to be around you. Because if you have siblings, it doesn't matter whether they want to be around you, they're going to be around you. And that kind of changes your personality.
Actually, do you know something? That is a huge light bulb moment for me now. There's actual fireworks going off in my head now with that. That is so true. Yeah. We're not unfortunate. The one thing that is true about only children is they have the capacity to enjoy their own company and be quite happy to be alone and all of that.
We tend to be more creative as well. There is one thing before I finish that says there's nothing wrong in this article. There's nothing wrong with being an only child, but when it becomes the norm and siblings, cousins, uncles and aunts vanish, it does mean a huge change in family structure. And that is something that I hadn't considered.
That's true. But then I think as only children, we create families outside our families with our friends and with our tribes that we join or don't join. I mean, I have, you know, many, many dear friends. No, not many, many, a few dear friends, but they are as valuable as I know a family can be. I mean, I have limited knowledge of that. Yeah. We do create our own communities outside of that.
Yes, Mary McAvoy, thank you so much. I'll finish on this last text. The thing about only children being spoiled is a stereotype. I was always taught to share and consider other people. In fact, I find that I'm the last to be considered because I am the only child in my branch of the family. Hear, hear.
100%.
Mary, thank you so very much for joining me. That was Mary McAvoy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.